results, since we've got quite a few people in here. First thing we'll talk about is review of the latest update for T. Martin Regional Jail, Chilwell County Feasibility Study, and the fee proposal. Mr. Manager, can we talk about this?
In your packet and distributed earlier, about a week early, is the latest proposed letter of engagement. The current negotiated fee is $74,750. That includes the estimated out-of-pocket expenses. Their initial quote was closer to $90,000, and the three county managers have had a conference call with the Mosley organization. When the committee looked at the two proposals, the vice chairman participated and sat in on that, and there was a strong recommendation to consider looking at the Mosley group. I guess one point of note was that I think all three of the managers were a little bit surprised at how high the cost of the study came in. And that's a tall order, and what we discussed was the possibility of each county kicking in a third of that cost.
Are you looking for, with having this out there, I think it's important this board takes a look at it, number one. We know what the cost is going to be now, okay? And I think that we need to have an opinion on what Virtue County is going to do with it,
what our opinion is. I really do, because the jail commission meets a week from tonight.
Yeah.
And if the board has interest in moving ahead or doing something else, I think we need to communicate that to the rest of the jail commission.
Okay. Well, I can speak for myself only. I'm not in favor of spending this money for this evaluation. That's just me speaking. Okay. If anybody else has anything to say, please bring it up.
I agree with you. I mean, it's just hard. It's still hard for me to see what's in this Virgin County. It's just hard for me to think of anything that they could come up with in this evaluation that's going to change your life. So if you keep it. See, I'm not by my.
Well, probably the biggest potential beneficiary of this work will be Chowan County. I mean, they're the ones that are in a very difficult situation. They've got an extremely old jail. They've got a growing population. They already pay to have their female inmates placed up at the Albemarle facility. And I don't know if they just don't have a taste about buying property and locating it somewhere within their jurisdiction. But
and also know they have visited with Mr. Jones, okay, up there, and spoke to him. And he said they couldn't come to an agreement on road price or whatever, and they came from his mouth. So.
My opinion is this, I think an opportunity to go forward with a new facility is one that I would not want to see us miss out on. However, if the issue is the amount of this proposed study, then I think we could still look for additional sources or perhaps even, still move forward in the absence of that. But I think the opportunity to look for a new facility is something that is right in timing with the state. And if we miss that, I think we'll regret it down the line.
Where's the state come to play with this?
Because the state is putting money out there for any kind of regional kinds of activities, including jail facilities,
so
just like they do for
the
sheriff department.
They're going to put money out there to build a new jail?
No, they could help with that cost of that. Just like they
have
with the cost of
this,
Scott?
I'm not familiar with any of that.
They're, just like they did on the sheriff's department when they had the PSAPs and the other pieces.
You're talking about the 911 stuff?
Right, the regional kind of concept. I think we ought to pursue that. And if we can find additional funds or to help us do it, I think that's
But would it not be reasonable to think that Chowan County, he really needs to have a sit down with the leaders in the county, another group meeting, and say, okay, do you understand that this is the possibility of what this could cost? What is your play in this? I mean, because we're talking anywhere from $80,000 to $100,000 per day cost, okay, is what the average cost is. And nobody has had, has it, You've met with them. Have they had this conversation? Has anybody had this conversation with them?
Meaning with who?
Chilwell.
Operational cost?
Construction costs. That's what's going to cost, because you have to add on bed space to the jail we have, if we use that jail. If we don't, and we have to build a whole brand new one, it's $80,000 to $100,000 a bed, is what it averages out to. Now, my question is, has this conversation ever been brought up to Chilwell County, since the county manager is the one that met with Chilwell County? I have had no meetings with them, other than the meetings with the rest of this board.
I think the initial interest is to see, can the existing facility be added on to?
And we add 50 beds on, we're at $80,000, talking a $4 million investment.
Yeah, but that's their decision to make once we tell them what the cost of it would be.
But my point of contention is this: nobody has had that conversation with them before we go out and spend $75,000 on a feasibility study. Nobody. Nobody's had this conversation with them. And I think it needs to be had that this is what the possible cost could be of this. And furthermore, I was told that the jail we have right now is currently in a flood zone. Is it not?
It's surrounded by a flood zone. It's
okay.
High enough that it's out of the...
Okay.
But just about everything around it within close proximity is in a flood zone.
Okay, so which way would we go as far as expanding, if that is expanded? That's the problem.
Well, that's part of the feasibility study.
Right. But the feasibility study, I thought, was to see if this could be done in the first place. Could it be afforded? Sources of revenue to help? That's what we asked for in the study. And, you know, and also to... How would you want? How would they know what the cost of it's going to be unless the study goes forward? You know, I thought that was the purpose, John, to everybody would understand what the cost of this would be and the source of revenue.
My whole thing is that they have not had that conversation. I have not been a part of any conversation with them when it comes to cost, approximate cost, or any of these things. And the county managers obviously had it when they called and had a meeting with them that I didn't know anything about when they had the meeting.
But is that our job? They are bored themselves. They understand what they want. They came and said they wanted to do this, right?
We got a third.
And they wanted to be a part of the study to find out what the cost of it would be and could it be done. It's not our place to go and tell them what they should do.
Is it our place to spend $25,000 on our part when they're the ones wanting to join us?
Never agreed to do that unless we
go forward. $24,000 a piece.
If we go forward with this effort, right?
If we go forward with this effort. But my point of contention is this: why would we want to pay for a feasibility study? They're asking to join up with us. Okay, it costs a total of almost $75,000, which is close to $25,000 a piece. And why would we want to do that when they're the ones wanting to come on board with us?
Like I said, my issue is not with the feasibility study. If we don't like this feasibility study and the cost of it, even if we wanted to shift the cost of it over to them, fine, we should say so. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't look at the possibility.
Conversations have not been had. And I think we can find the common ground and shift the money back towards them.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, a feasibility study will show us also if our jail, as it is right now with Martin and Bertie, is going to take us down the road 10 years. If it's not going to take us down the road, you know, for 10 years, 15 years, then would we not be smart to let Joan come in and us build a new building that would take us further down the road? This feasibility study is going to show us all that, is where my brain was.
I would hope that we would not make a decision on this or have to tonight, but all stakeholders involved, we still have that meeting like we had before to determine what's what.
And I think you hit a nail on the head there. I mean, the thing about it is, we've got to have this discussion with most of us, okay, as far as what we're looking at, how we're looking at this thing. I think we do find common ground of shifting some of this expense back to them instead of all on the other two counties. So either way, we can schedule another meeting, however you want to do it, however this board
Yeah, we weren't really pushing for a decision, but I felt it was important that we report back because the group did meet and they made their recommendation.
But I think it's important also that the board go ahead and get their views out to the general public and what their views of this whole thing is. And if there is some common ground that we can find, okay? Which I think we did find a little bit of common ground here, okay? Then that's what we need to do. Ms. Bazemore, do you agree with that?
I thought when we had that previous meeting that they would get back with us on the findings. So and it's like we are still at ground zero.
We are. You're exactly right.
I think they've gotten back with the county managers have talked, but the Board of Commissioners haven't had that conversation.
Have they met with you? I mean, have they come back and said this is what we can and can't do?
No.
For $74,000, $75,000?
Not the managers, no. The consultant has. But I think it's like a courtship, and we're really, really early. We've just had that first date with the three boards, and I think it is a reasonable outcome to try to plan for a meeting in August or early September to get the three boards back and assess the information they have.
I would say September would be the time and frame to
So our takeaway today could be that we will work to coordinate another three-way meeting with the three boards. And of course, you may see some of the Chowan commissioners at the conference later this month in Guilford, where you could twist some arms and just remind them, you know, what a serious engagement this may be, and are you all having those discussions over across the river?
Do we want to try to set a date now in September?
Well, we have a work session the 16th.
Is it
if
full?
If they not come join us?
Well, I mean, you get a full date with all of us already.
That day's looking pretty full, and when you hear Jody Ray's presentation, he needs to have a public hearing on the schedule of values for the revow on the night of the 16th. So we may have to find another day.
And is that even work for Martin County also? So we've got three parties here. Us,
well, we've
Martin
got time to put it together, I think.
Okay.
To clarify my position, I'm not opposed to the concept of the study. I'm trying to stay open-minded about this thing. It's just the $25,000 concern of building, and it's not really sure that we need to spend $25,000. It seems like a lot. For what I think.
Is that enough discussion on that? You good? Okay. All right, discuss required DSS, NCDHS, HS salary plan compliance and implementation for existing staff. And Mr. Manager.
Every year the county, all counties, have to file a state salary compliance report with the Department of Health and Human Services. It came to our attention after the budget was approved that some of our classifications for about a half dozen or so different positions within DSS are out of compliance, meaning they're out of range. So Ms. Perry and Samantha Ellis in the finance office have worked together along with the state to come up with a series of recommendations to bring us into compliance. It impacts about 24 employees. Those names were listed in your package. And this is one of those where we really have no choice. The impact for that agency total is about $19,000. About half of that will be picked up by the state. And with their vacancies, we're certain they can absorb that. But this is one of those, we operate under a memorandum of understanding. It's an exercise every fiscal year to try to get it into compliance. And we really have no choice but to move on this. Ms. Perry, do you have any other thoughts? Or?
Well, I was just going over some of the salaries, and basically, when we're looking at 2019 and 2020 with the schedule, only certain ones will be getting an increase.
Correct. Just for the positions that are out of compliance.
So would that be future status for other employees?
That'll be up to the board. This is really just to make sure our classifications are in sync with the state classifications.
Okay, because I want to reassure the commissioners that my staff are hard workers, and they go beyond the call of duty. And pretty much, when they see this, they going to feel like, they should have been compensated also, which I feel like they should have too.
I guess this is the minimum first step that we need to take. If there are other considerations at a later date, we probably have to do a more comprehensive analysis.
Because I had several people that have applied for jobs at ESS, but based on the salary, it was too low. If you look at other counties within our area, they are paying much more than ESS.
Maybe that's something, Mr. Manager, you need to get put together. Mm-hmm. The rest of the board, so we have an understanding of what the pay differences are from county to county. Okay. Do you agree with that?
I'm curious about why this is coming up.
Yeah, me too.
Well, number one, we've been without an HR manager in that position. I wish I would have had this in advance during the budget. But we basically are in violation of our memorandum of understanding and need to act on this one tonight.
But we only gave them, a 3% raise, so we were out of compliance last year and probably the year before that.
Well, and again, this is it has nothing to do with the across-the-board adjustment. These are the classifications where they designate at what grade level the positions are. There were just a number of them that had to be adjusted within the group, outside of their existing grade.
Who actually keeps up with HR? Or
yeah,
is it,
it's HR.
Okay. Over here,
our HR.
Yeah, okay.
And we've had a pretty extensive vacancy there.
Okay. And these compliances are mandated by the state.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we have to do it. I mean, it's right. No brainer.
Basically,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll make sure I understand. So we are out of compliance with the state
classifications
on these positions, right?
Yes.
So we do not know. Do we know if other positions are also out, or just we've looked at all of them and determined that
these
are
the only positions that are involved in this agreement with the state are social services.
Right.
And those are the only ones we're required.
Right. So are there others within social services,
no,
too?
No.
Okay. So this is a good first step, right?
Yeah.
We know that we all of those that are out of compliance right now within your department, right?
Right.
This will bring those in compliance.
Yeah, I think the issue that Ms. Perry is elevating for us is the market rate
within
the market of this region, which includes Pitt County. And
that ought to be the next step for us to take.
Yeah.
First, get the people in compliance, but then take the next step to look at the market rate. Should we be higher across the board in some way?
And that's what I just said to the county manager. We need to go ahead and get that done so we can see where the rest of the counties are at and see where we're as far as competitive. Okay. So anyhow, we need a motion on
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
A motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And I just want to add, as soon as we have those in compliance, let's not push this on the back burner, but do it expeditiously, because I can see in the future a real problem. And we must look at when there is a catastrophe here. The first ones we call on, or maybe the second, is social service to man the different sites. So we need to get on that.
Yeah, if you'll go back and relay to your staff that they had no choice, they had to have their raise. Yeah, but that we are looking at the rest of them. No promises, but we're looking at it.
And I'm pretty sure the staff, they probably will be contacting some of you also.
Let me contact you, Tim.
Well, again, we've added to our capacity with Mr. Vaughn, and he and I have already discussed getting an advertisement out for the HR manager very quickly. So
just so I understand, is there a state-mandated pay scale? Is that what we're talking about?
For social services, yes.
For social services. We are out of compliance with state-mandated.
Right. And see, a lot of these jobs. That's right. And see, a lot of these positions, the state pays, like, let's say, 45% of what that person's salary is, and we got to pay the difference. If we're not making what the mandated total should be, then we're out of compliance.
Yeah, like with Medicaid, state says 75%, they 75% for each IMC that does Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But it's just like in the sheriff's department, anything else, other counties are looking to get the best people they can find too, so they often want to.
You know, the paper takes for higher.
That's exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly. And we will lose good people.
And that's what happens to Commissioner West. We are the training ground. And after so many months, they get trained, they go to other counties.
And again, their retirement and insurance moves on with them. I mean,
that's right.
There's nothing to hold them here.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's the deal. So,
but we got some good ones and I like to keep them.
Thank you, ma'am. Southwoods or water customers? Mr. Ward?
Well, I'll kick it off. We have a distinguished guest in Reverend Anthony Ward, and we've got Mr. Spivey and Ms. Connie Coburn. The commissioners, I know two of you will recall when there was the merger and consolidation with Water District 3 and the South Windsor Water Association project. South Windsor came to this merger with something different than Lewiston and something different than Roxabelle. They came with cash, reserves, and when they entered into the agreement with the commissioners, the discussion was those cash reserves will be used for a period of time to help offset where the county rate was versus the Water Association at South Windsor. Those dollars have been stretched for over 5 years. We have about 2 months left based on our calculation that Ms. Coburn and Ricky have put together. That sum of money was about $56,000 that they came into the project with. And Ricky and I met with Reverend Ward, and I don't want to speak for him, but we're going to ask him to help us do a joint letter to communicate this to all of those customers. It's over 130 customers, to remind them of this joint exercise and that the money was used to pay back those customers in the form of this rate differential. So I think it's been a good project, Mr. Ward.
Thank you. It's been a good project. It worked out real well for the citizens of South Windsor. We had no complaints. Everybody said we were satisfied with the whole thing. And the citizens of South Windsor are aware of the fact that the low rate that we were given at the beginning of the merger would not last long. In fact, I printed off a copy of the notice that was sent out in April of 2014 to let them know that the rates would stay low until the funds were exhausted, and after that, the rate would be increased to the rate that is in effect at the time the county rate that's in effect at the time the funds are exhausted. So I'd be glad to work with the county in any way to get a notice out to the customers of South Windsor to let them know that the reduced rate has expired.
And I think the other thing for the board is that when South Windsor agreed to do this, you know, we also made a promise to them that we would go forward with trying to improve the water system in South Windsor. And this board acted properly. We did that. It's been completed. And I think the citizens of, I know I am, I live there, are very satisfied that we lived up to our obligation to them. So I think that should be a part of what we communicate, you know. We kept that promise. We hope everybody is very satisfied with the new water pressure and hydrants and lines and everything else.
They've got a brand new system.
Absolutely.
Basically, you rebuilt that system with a much stronger infrastructure.
Yep.
And I should mention, too, and we talked about this with Reverend Ward, you know, when the county did these mergers and consolidations, you picked up the South Windsor project, you picked up Lewiston, Woodville, you picked up the town of Roxabelle. Green Engineering was our consultant on each of those. They did an assessment of each system before the board agreed to take them in. And Green has worked with a lot of small municipal and community-owned systems. And Mr. Green has said, without a doubt, the most organized, the most meticulous records are what he experienced with South Windsor. I mean, they had an Excel spreadsheet going back years on that monthly basis of the usage and the customer billing. And that has not been the case, and it wasn't the case with our other two situations here locally. And I think Ms. Coburn would attest that she's had a much easier time with the South Windsor
records. That went smooth. Yeah, so. That went smooth, no doubt about it.
So it's been great all the way around.
So Brother Ward, a lot of that goes towards you, and I want to tell you thank you, because you are looking out for the people of South Windsor.
Thank you as well. We are very pleased as Commissioner Wesson indicated we have fire hydrants. Feel safer now. The insurance companies haven't always cooperated. They expect you because you do have fire hydrants. It has worked out real well for us. And in light of what Manager Sauer indicated, all of that was done with senior citizens over retirement age. Well, some of them going on now, but I give all credit to them because of their dedication and effort to Southwinds over the years and the time they put in, the effort they put forth to keep the organization going.
And I'll tell you, when they did this, we were just elected. Ron and I were just elected, and they've done a good almost 5.5 years off what money was in there. I mean, they really stretched this thing out, so that was a heck of a job also, stretching out five and a half years the way it stretched out. Because he and I just got elected. It was probably 2013, 14, somewhere right in that area, and this thing went through. So, anyhow, it's a good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay. We'll talk about
the vote. The next item is also a water-related project, and I really wanted to make sure the board understands that we've spent quite a bit of time listening to Avoca, trying to help them as they try to, they're under new ownership. They want to have redundant 100% dual fire suppression capacity, and they want to access the county's water line out on Avoca Farm Road. They ask us to do some hydraulic modeling, which we worked with Green Engineering to perform, and we believe we can meet all of their needs. The expense for tapping on and running the extension and putting in the hydrants, that will fall on the company, and they understand that. But Ricky's available when they call, when they want to do a temporary shutdown or testing. And I know once in a while you all get a phone call at home about somebody in San Susie that's experienced a little bit of sand in their commode, and Ricky's put a lot of hours into that, or somebody up in the northwestern quadrant whose tankless hot water heater wasn't working correctly, and somehow it was Ricky Spivey's fault. And we try to give everybody the attention when things pop up, but when a large employer, a large taxpayer, a large corporate person needs help, we help them too. But I'd say if you want to look at the number of Ricky's man hours per project, he probably put more money in to the lady with the hot water heater and the lady with the sand in the commode, because we did involve Green Engineering with some of this work. But he tries to be attentive to everybody, not just when, a water line breaks or somebody has a question on their bill. We're not asking for any approvals here. We just wanted you all to be aware of it, because they probably will be talking. They're going to be having discussions with the Maryhill Fire Department about how they can do the quick connect and not overdraft the lines and create problems. And I don't know, Ricky, do you have other?
Actually, after that, I brought a study done. It actually shows that we can provide that water and fire protection to them with no problem. So, but the only thing I've asked the county, feedback on the county manager, that let them pay for the extra cost to get to them and not us for the cost.
I have a question. How would it or would it affect the citizens around that area? Their water flow, would it remain the same, or would they lose pressure, or how would that affect them?
No. And that's why we did it. I brought a study to find out exactly how many gallons per second per minute we actually can flow and what the drawdown or decrease in pressure would be. And we maintain 35, 37 PSI, which would be great. And then in that part of the county, we have very good production wells, so it won't be a problem.
But that's an important question, because you don't want everybody to lose their water pressure just because there's an event going on down the road.
And the other thing, Scott, is that we're being consistent with what we told other people who come and want to tap in into the line, that the cost would have to be borne by that entity, not the county.
Right.
So we're being consistent on that. That makes me feel good.
Any other questions? I think sitting in front of us is Danny Jernigan's panel. He's going to be here at 5 o'clock, but we're running way ahead of schedule.
And I've got a list of filling.
Well, let's do it, fill it.
And again, I want to thank Samantha for coming down. I know she's anxious to get back upstairs. But we couldn't have done this without your help too, so thank you. Last week, some of the commissioners had a chance to sit in on a briefing related to the First Colony Foundation and heard a little bit about the work they're doing down there. And if you think Dr. Riggs's reports are exciting, I think the First Colony work is very exciting. And a few months ago, the board gave First Colony some preliminary approval to do some initial digging, archaeology work, and they have found enough evidence that they'd like to continue that work. So the gentleman that was there speaking Thursday asked that we bring back to the board that you make an official action and consider approving continued archaeological work by the First Colony Foundation. And I wrote this site down thanks to Robin Payne. It's 31BR, which means Bertie County, 49. And that's the track within the Department of Cultural Resources that covers the Tall Glass of Water property. And they would really like to have something officially from the governing body saying that that's okay. And I also have for everybody, this was the handout they shared, and it basically just summarizes their interest in work along the Albemarle Sound and the Chowan River and the county. It's just amazing to think this is really making history.
How much area are they talking about?
They want to look at the whole site.
Really?
Yeah. They're excited, and they talk about the hours and the number of acres that they've already done some preliminary hiking, but they're interested in the entire thing.
Let me say this. This is the way I see this anyway. I'm glad they're found some evidence on our site. That can be a tremendous advantage going forward as we explore and start to market the story behind us, because if it's on our site, we have some control over how that's developed, how that's used, and how that's accessed and everything else. I see that as a part.
Think of that welcome center where they can see the real lost colony.
Well, I think, even the comments that were made that day, it was the meeting that I was at last week. I meant to actually have a learning center there with an actual dig going on at the same time where people can actually see them doing this. Then they made the comment, though, that they were digging. They really didn't want to get into the woods, but the open fields is what their main concern was.
Yeah, they said it was easier to do it, obviously, on the open field, but at some point they would want to go into
okay.
the woods.
And wasn't the field that they were talking about the one that was closest to the river or to the sound?
I think that's where they did find their most recent material that dates back to the 1500s, I think it is.
So my question is, this really won't affect what we have going right now at the beach?
No, it should only enhance what y'all want to do.
They're not going to disturb what we've already done?
Correct.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be on the beach at Warner's in the field up there.
And their little test sites are those small little stuff. It ain't a big dig,
They even made a comment, I think, that above the cliff line is where they wanted to be at anyhow.
And they seemed extremely excited that what they have found and the prospects of finding.
Well, we asked them to put together something in writing that describe the future potential of their work. Because at some point when we get, not now I guess, but at some point when we want to be able to market this and know where this is going and what it could lead to, they will have done some thinking helping us kind of, know what the options are and the possibilities are for us down the line. that's, I thought that was a good thing. We need that. And we're talking about maybe bringing a lot of different, you know, stakeholders together to really talk about, because they're looking for the money. They need some money to continue their exploration. It's got to come from somewhere. I don't know if we can continue to do what we did. The town, you know, was a good partner in the first piece. I don't know if they can continue to do that, but we need to find some money.
We talked about the state coming in, getting land trust people that are interested, and they get the 300 acres and the contacts that we can make through them.
Yeah.
As far as keep pushing, I think Whitehurst, John Whitehurst, is trying to deal some of these things.
Well, and along the lines of bringing the partners together, Robin Payne sat in on that meeting too, and she and I have talked today. She wants me to ask the board to look at your calendars today to see if the five of you could find 2 hours in the month of August, because she's been listening to the ideas and the concepts and been doing some research on things like the RV park. She's already gone and checked out the most recent new construction at Goose Creek State Park, where they've got a first class. And she'd like to share that information with you and get some further guidance. So if we could accomplish two things on this one, get the approval for BR 49, but also give me a week or a day that looks workable, because I know there's travel coming up with different conferences both in DC and in the state association conference, but if there's time maybe at the end of the month or like that week before Labor Day, on the 26th, 27th, 28th, that's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
The 26th is the start of school, but I don't know if that helps anybody here, but none of us have one.
As long as it's early, because I have a meeting on that Tuesday.
Yeah, and I have something on Wednesday, which is with the EMS.
Was Monday to the 26th be okay, August?
Afternoon, 2 o'clock?
That late?
Okay. Morning, late. 7?
No, we'll just get back for the conference. Come on now.
10 o'clock, 9 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
Why Monday? I'll be just getting back in town from the conference.
So we get it done?
No,
Did we say Tuesday?
Tuesday's fine.
Tuesday 27?
Yeah.
Tuesday's good too.
Yeah. What time?
7 o'clock.
Over the early bird. What time?
10 o'clock is good with me.
10 o'clock.
Tuesday, 10 a.m. I'm going to say 2 hours.
For the River Center, but I need to double check.
Okay.
Do you want a motion on the other?
We really need one, please. I'd like to have that
in. Motion that we approve them to dig on the countertop and
apologize
for
it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. As long as it does not interfere with what we have going.
Make sure that's part of the motion.
Yeah, say that.
Mm-hmm. Help me remember that. One more tall glass of water, Adam. Anthony Brasco had this security gate installed at the beach path on Friday afternoon. They do machinery work, locksmithing, and such. They're the ones that have put this together.
So EMS, there's a lock on that gate, and EMS has
the
key.
So EMS could get down there, so to service the porta-johns or the trash or whatever. But
I just was thinking emergency-wise, EMS being able to get down there.
I was down there yesterday. There had to be close to a dozen vehicles, and it's active, at least on weekends.
Did you see anybody not following the rules?
I didn't actually go down to the beach. I just went down to take the photo of the gate. So
there has been some not following the rules. I saw it with my own eyes.
Pardon?
I saw it with my own eyes. So.
Well, one rule that I saw was a family had a dog down there.
Yes.
One time.
And there was some alcohol with that same family that I saw.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of that, but... Do we have something posted there?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Both down there and up top, and at the first turnoff from the road, and...
But everybody else, I mean, they were all enjoying it. It was great to see. And there was a couple from Columbia there, and a lady from Chowan County, and then the rest were from Bertina.
And I see a lot of Virginia tags there, too.
Oh, yeah?
It's great.
I'm just nosy enough to ask.
So what else you want to fill the void with?
Pardon?
You got anything else you want to fill the void?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Well, keep moving.
Okay, well, later on your dance card, you're gonna hear my update on the library and cooperative extension. As you know, there was a bonus on that 4 acres that y'all bought. Y'all got a shed. And when I think of a shed, I think of something that's like 10 by 12.
It's definitely not a she-shed.
This shed is 30 feet by 96 feet.
I said it was all
easily
there.
Visible from Lancaster, very close to the house next door. I've got a copy of the survey included in our documents. So I was hoping we could draw straws this afternoon, determine which commissioner is going to go with me to knock on the door and tell the neighbors they need to get their stuff.
That's his job.
Yes.
But when you drive down around the corner, you can really get a look at the length of this thing.
But I wouldn't want to impose on Mr. Weston's district.
Yeah, really. He played that card.
That's good.
Anyhow, I just...
Remember me talking about all the stuff that was on this piece of property that end down there? There was a bunch of stuff. And they're going to find some stuff inside there also.
Well, I imagine. It looks full. I didn't go near it, but it looks full.
Well, it does. I mean, it belongs to the house, correct?
No, it's on county property.
But
you're saying there was it.
I don't know.
Is there stuff inside that building?
It could be.
Without asking, I don't know. I mean... It could be they're renting that house, and that stuff in the barn was there from the previous owner or previous resident.
They could say, guess what? Y'all got to clean this up, not us, because none of it belongs to me. Yeah. Yeah, we can blow the opposite direction. We burn the house down too.
Yeah.
Again, that's Mr. Weston's district.
No, badge bad.
No, we have someone for that. A nuisance.
No. So are we going to simply just notify them that it isn't our property, and then we?
I think we need to give them a certain comfortable length of time. At least have it done by the time the job is finished.
Yeah. What do you think? 60 days? 90 days?
60.
I'm open to guidance.
You give 60?
I mean, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to give 90 days.
I don't care. I mean, the stuff.
90 days. We're not gonna interfere with what we're doing.
No, not at all.
We need to plan a groundbreaking.
Yes, we do.
Clear enough now.
What happens if you do 90 days?
Well, I guess we'll probably end up having to take it down ourselves. Or they're going to turn around and say, you know what, guess what? All that stuff in there and that building is on your property, as you just described. It is on your property. It's your building. And whoever junk is in there, I don't know. So if y'all want it out of here, you need to get it out of here.
People in my district are very respectful.
I'm sure.
The county are good folks who are going to do what's right. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, if they turn around and say, we need to clean it up, we just get, excavator out there and get dump trucks and get out of there.
Is that a cement slab, or is it just underbedding?
I don't know.
Can't tell.
But a groundbreaking is critical. Of course, we need to involve Golden Leaf since they're providing the funding, but you may want to invite the governor again, our legislators who have been so supportive. So,
might be nice to get the governor back so he can see the new EMS building, mm-hmm. since he had a lot to do with the money.
Well, what you could do, you could do a groundbreaking in a building dedication at the EMS building. You could do it. Two for one.
It would be nice. You could do a 3-for-1.
And when Blue Jays done?
Yes.
I agree. Yeah. Bring him back to see what has been done at Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm. Or bring him back each time.
Really nice Saturday. Really nice.
Do y'all have a preference in terms of August or September? Or probably best to give the governor the long lead time and let him pick a day, maybe.
Yes. How about we just say sometime in September?
Yeah, let him pick the date. And we can work around his schedule. Have him here would be a
real
plus.
It'll be cooler in September too.
If he'll bring that press too, which would be great.
Sometime in September, Scott.
Okay.
So. Keep going.
Just a couple of things about the Library and Cooperative Extension. There are some funding components for the county. We've got 420 days before it's finished. One of the first things we'll need to do is to plan to run the fiber optic line from where it ends down near the hospital up to there. That quote is about $29,000. So that'll be the first thing we'll be coming to you for. Toward the end of construction, our staff will be working to get the wires pulled for all the data lines and terminations. And then we've got the equipment for the kitchen and the furnishings for the cooperative extension. So we'll be coming back with some of that later. But initially, that fiber optic line, we really need to be planning for. The town of Windsor is our provider for water, sewer, and electric at the site. Alan Castillo and his utilities director were here for the pre-con meeting Thursday. Alan went out and walked the site with us. There are a number of old power poles on that property that were exposed once they took the trees down from when there used to be either apartments or houses. I've heard two different stories about what used to be out there. And the town has graciously agreed they'll come in and take those poles down for us because that's not in the scope of work for the contractor.
Since you're on Cooperative Extension and Library also, you I notified you, Jim Mays had text me, the guy that owned the property, we bought the property from. He is unable to get the loans from the North Carolina Housing Finance Agency due to the fact of the grocery store and the pharmacy situation. And he said that he'd be willing to sell another piece of property if we're interested. If not, we're not. The other thing is, too, in that agreement, there was a stub up also for sewer for his side. Mm-hmm. We need to send him a letter since he's not going to be building, or we need to do that or just leave as is. Just bringing that to your attention.
Okay.
So, because that pump station's right there.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. On your consent agenda, there's an item to close out the agreement with our former auditor, Jeff Best. Y'all voted to terminate his services to go with the new group. He needs to send the LGC a document confirming that his work was extended. No exchange of money, just an extension of time. I put the wrong document in your agenda package, so this is the replacement document. Possibility of human error. So when we call for the consent agenda, just please note this is the document we'll be asking the chairman to sign after you approve it. Item next, algae blooms on the Chowan River. I don't know how many of you are even going to be in town. It's a Saturday meeting, August 24th. I should be back. I'm going to try to attend, but there's more and more discussion about the algae bloom and what to do about it, what causes it. But it seems every week I get a call or somebody sends me a photograph when they're out on their boat and they see And there's also the, what they call the duckweed out there too, that I think some people confuse with the algae. The algae just looks more like slime.
Green paint.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. Almost a sparkling green paint.
So when you do get those, I mean, there are a lot of things behind the scenes that have been going on for the last 3 years that I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. So when you do get those phone calls, you can at least tell them that there's some things happening that they just, people don't know.
Yeah. Is there a way we can get this on the website for the public also?
Sure.
Okay. Well, we can get the general public involved and we get them there. That's where they can see it. And Facebook, of course.
And to my knowledge, there's been no issue with the algae down at the Bertie Beach area.
It's important for us, but it's more important for the general public to be there than it actually affects. So.
And again, I know it occurred just about the time I was going out for vacation, but those test results on the fecal turned out to be negative. And I know there have been some other areas across the state that had that. We were sure relieved that was not an issue.
Scott, I mean, no telling, I mean, it could affect us at some point, but it might be nice to say that it's not affected us.
It might be something, and again, I think that since we do have a beach now, and we need to come to an agreement, how often do we want to test that water? I mean, I think that's something that would be a necessity.
Well, it's pretty easy to do because we have an existing contract with the Environmental Lab Corps down in Greenville, and Ricky's taking samples down all the time from our well sites on a regular basis. So he can easily draw a sample for us and roll it in with his.
How often would we be able to do that? I mean, for the schedule that he knows, and it's not waiting on the county manager.
Maybe once a month?
The assistant. I think it would be a good idea. I mean, because we don't know, I mean, if anything could happen. I mean, I think for the county manager or the assistant manager to come back and say, why didn't y'all get this done? We talked about it. You know what I'm saying? If we just have it scheduled that we're going to do this once a month and Ricky has it on his schedule, or once every 2 months. However, whatever we think would be,
what was it called?
I haven't seen the invoice, but I'm going to guess it was just rolled into our normal monthly bill. It can't be that much to add in an extra sample. You want us to explore that and get back with you?
Yeah, let's talk to Ricky and see if he can get some information.
I just think it's important that we have something scheduled.
You know? I mean, if it's not going to cost any extra, why not?
Exactly. Even if it costs us a couple $100, I think it's a good investment. Because I hate for somebody to get out and know something gets sick and they say it comes from work.
It's good protection for
somebody that knows more about it than me probably knows how quickly something like this is going to develop.
Well, actually, it was Stuart White who called me about this. And he did advise that while the fecal is something everyone's concerned with, the E. coli, he said, is present in nature everywhere.
And well, I saw it and called you, and then you had gotten a call from school.
Yes.
Okay, after that.
Because you saw the Neuse River.
I saw the Neuse River report, and that came from the sewer plant.
And we should be aware that our regional CAMA guy is right here in Berkshire County. And he is, could be a good advisor to us on this whole thing. He's right here. That's
Okay.
It would be good.
I'll make a phone call with the right person.
If y'all will oblige me, I wanted to mention my thought process on having Jody Ray's appointment addressed this meeting. When you hear the update from the Reval consultant, they're going to lay out the schedule of how we get from where we are to finishing, and there's going to be a lot happening, and you're going to be getting a lot of feedback and a lot of comments from the public, and I would really hate to have Jody's appointment come up in the middle of citizens not understanding the value placed on the square footage of their home. His appointment runs out in November this year, and what I'm suggesting is that the appointment, if y'all would approve him tonight, coincide then with the November date, so he would have 4 years beyond that. I just think it'd be good to deal with that ahead of the fray, and especially coming off the audit with the 97.29 tax collection rate. That's the highest the county's ever had, and that was certainly an emphasis that the board put on him when he received that initial.
Explain to me how that works. That's an appointed position.
Yes, by general statute, the commissioners have to approve the tax assessor, is really the term. We use tax administrator because that's more the new professional term, but the old statutes referred to the assessor, and you have to have an assessor, and you really only have two options. You can not renew his appointment, you can go with a two-year appointment, or you can go with a four-year appointment. And Jody, when he was initially put in during his interim period, the board had given him a target date to pass his state certification, and he came back in less than the time allotted, and it's been full steam ahead ever since. But that is a regular appointment of the commissioners, either on a 2 or 4 year cycle. And without him being in place, you know, basically everything shuts down. That's the easiest appeal that somebody can make on their taxes to the property tax commission, is to say we let the tax assessor expire. So, and I think it's a prudent thing to do. And I know if I were sitting in Jody's shoes, I'd like to get it done and say, well, I'm good to go for another little while. So. And yes, we will have Mr. Jernigan come in a few minutes. I'm surprised. How about that?
Look at here.
I'm like Kreskin. Mr. Jernigan, welcome.
Speaking of the devil.
Well, we've been waiting on you.
There, kid. I put it up here so they can see it front and center.
We're right here at exactly the right time, didn't
we? You did, sir.
I've been standing outside waiting, also be here at 5 o'clock.
These are the new growing plants.
Okay, the top one is like the one in Williamston.
You've got two different drawings here, right?
Yes, sir.
And then there's more pieces of paper here than two, but you've got one that flares back, and then you've got another one that
goes straight across.
Goes straight across, and then
one where it angles back like this. See, the one in Williamson, I went around and measured all that out. They took pictures of it. That one that goes angled like this here, that's your top one right there. See, that's the one in Williamson. Mm-hmm. Well, I talked to him earlier, got some pictures of it, and he was talking about straight across. So I got a picture of it going straight across. Then we got a picture of it where it goes angled back a little bit. The platform in Williamson is only 25 foot across. This is 28 feet and a half across. The platform in Williamson is only 72 inch section that it's turned back. And that's set in the floor. The platform y'all want built up here is 17 inches high. So I suggested this one to make the platform 15 inches high. Over there, the ceiling is 10 foot tall. This is 9 foot tall, so if we make it 15 inches high, we'll want like about 2 or 3 inches being 8 foot from the platform up.
Okay, so we got 15 inches tall for the platform. and we'll have two steps, not three, yeah, but two steps, okay, coming up. Then there will be handrail on both sides, okay, correct? All right. And this here is the panel that you have made for us, which I think is beautiful, to be honest with you.
Okay, and the one over there, the one in Williamson, the steps is not but 30 inches across. On each end, 30 inches to step up. So this is 2.5 foot longer, so I stretched it. You have a little more room on each section. On a handicap, you got to have at least 4 foot, 48 inches. So I got it worked out so we can have that. The two steps come down, you actually have a little more space walking up. It'll actually be a little longer to match out from side to side. It'll be 8 foot from here to there, back to the back. The one over there is not that far, so when you have your thing, this is 36 inches. By the time you have it, then you have a, see, you don't want to have about a foot right there, but there you have about 2.5 foot walkway behind you. So it'll all come out 8 foot here, 15 inches high. And I passed this year around right here. That last one I passed around. With the top.
That's not going to be as wide to have that 2.5 feet.
Well, you don't have wall space back here.
Yeah.
So we'll bring
our
this
room
out.
Our room is not that large to begin with.
So bring it out enough that you can walk behind you.
You got to have 30 inches behind it to walk through here. And that's bare minimum. Hallways are 36 inches.
I think what she said is to take as much room.
No, I agree with that, but one point is, if you turn around and take one and go straight across, that's one thing. If you take one that goes straight across to about right there, and then it flares back, then you're not out there like you're talking about, and then it makes it a bit better. But that's up to everybody else how they want to do it.
That can be a little difficult for professional commissioners on the end to see each other. You kind of face them.
Well, the way I look at it is, you want enough room to walk behind here without tripping.
What's your point, Greg? I get that.
Greg,
I get your point. You said it would be difficult.
If it's facing back, the commissioners on the end are looking away from each other. It's not a huge deal, but it's going to make it a little bit more difficult to see each other.
If it flares forward, right.
This
one is almost gives you enough room to be able to see each other.
That's like the one.
Well, there you go. Here's a boat right here. That's the one there that flares
back. Yeah, back. There you can get it. It's hard to see the person in front.
Mm-hmm. Because that one that's flared up, that's too inviting. Somebody come up and knock you out.
No, I agree with what you're saying. I like the flare back also.
They're
going
to be blocking.
That's the style.
I think that is like what Greg said, though. You just sitting on the end.
We see each other every day.
we're having discussion.
Okay. I mean, I do like this right now.
That's why I try to prevent
the
top.
Okay.
Yeah. See,
I like that too.
All right. I like the one flares back. You like the one flares forward.
Did you see what we were saying? If the one that flared back, people sitting this way, this one like that, person like that, whoever is sitting in the middle, you know what, it just takes three bucks, so what is it? And I, Miss Ernestine, sometimes you make some wonderful faces, I would not miss out on. So whatever, you know,
it takes 3 bucks, so whatever you guys want. So we can move this thing forward here.
Okay, you can have it straight it's across pretty. And have the same Let's space all the way back.
Yeah, same across. You run into the same problem.
Say that again, Danny.
Everybody on the line, you don't get
Mr. Jordan.
The first one tilts out like this. Now, if you want to do that walk out, you have to squeeze to get back. That's what I was saying.
But you do want a pair of mirrors up top of that. There you go.
But with that would
have that. Have straight across the and you have the same space coming all the way across. Here's something else I'd like to show you. On the one over there, it's got these here little sections around the top. We're stretched it up. I suggested putting a granite top on this. But this here kind of like this here to match that. We want to make one to match that one over there. So this is made out of maple. They weren't poplar, but poplar's got a green tint wood to it. Green tint is what I heard. So this is made out of maple. I took the baseboards off of the courthouse upstairs where the jury sits. I took them boards and made this here. But I can get that wood. If you was going to have this in a granite top, you could get the granite pieces, loose the gum right out, we put on the back backsplashes, and cabinets, and set them up right here to match that right there.
This here is poplar also. This panel is made out of poplar. And you can tell once it's stained and all that.
It's almost perfect same wood.
You're exactly right, but this is poplar, okay? Mm-hmm. Point of contention is that can you do that maple at the price that you already quoted us?
I get all my wood from Pool Road and
Can you do it for the price that you quoted us?
What?
Can you do the maple for the price that you quoted us?
Yeah.
Because the maple is very expensive.
You got a budget.
I'd rather use maple.
You got a budget.
Maple, we can do it for the same price. Maple's better work.
Exactly.
Okay. I got to figure it out.
What do you say?
He's got to figure it out.
Got to figure it out.
Okay.
Get it work.
All right, get it figured out. Now, basically, we want to flare back, flare forward, straight line.
He got it figured out.
Like this one over in Martin County is my vote.
And Beaufort County.
And Beaufort County?
Okay, so that's three votes, one to flare forward.
Flare forward is then.
Okay. And we got granite going to go across the top. Okay.
No, sir, got the granite.
We'll go to IC granite. Now, granite was not included in this price. Okay. Granite was not included in the price.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Because, I mean, granite can buy $39 to $80.
Well, we go to IC granite and get samples. Or go and go and take a look and pick it out, whatever it is. Bring back samples and they pick it out. And but let's get back to this pop-up that you're talking about, okay? I don't know, I mean, do you guys want a pop-up like this, something in front, or do you just want this thing to be like you see?
We'd have to be a little bit neater if we don't have a pop-up.
Yeah, I think you need some shield.
Because y'all can't see back here, but
look at this.
Mess.
This would be junk. This would look bad.
That would look bad. Okay. Can you put the pop-up in the front?
You want this?
Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, Danny, can't.
Turn around.
I don't know what you're asking me. I'm talking about, can you build this part up
in
the front?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to put this up.
Okay. No. I mean, that's fine. I think that's fine.
You know, I had to talk up a little bit. My wife been shouting my ear 6 years.
You're 23. No problem.
You need to write that one down.
No problem.
Bless your heart.
His wife is shouting his ear. Help me.
56.
Y'all want it rolled up like this.
Yes. Yeah.
We need something to hide.
Well, you and I had talked about that, and you said you could do it, but it's up to the board as far as what they
would
do it.
It would look better without it, but.
Well, I mean, you're still going to put a piece of granite across the top, about 12 inches, okay? And then this whole lower section would be granite also.
See, the one over yonder's got the sections over across here, you know, like the picture showed.
Yeah.
But if you want this extended like this here, no problem.
Okay, now that should not affect your cost as far as building it, should it?
Yeah, again.
That should not affect your cost?
No.
It shouldn't. You're squared away at your price because you and I talked about that already.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
So you can build up the front like we talked about. Only thing extra cost we would have would be the granite to go across here and the granite to go across there. That's it.
The granite top up here?
Yeah.
Granite over here.
Right. Now, you'd also said that in your price you're including panels going down the side of the walls.
Yep.
Panels down that side of the walls. Okay.
Yep.
And all the way around. That's right.
Well, those panels are already up.
But they don't match.
But wait just a second. Danny and I talked about that. If this here stain is a little bit darker, which it is, then he can go over that back there also.
Yeah, I come in here and wrap around right there and sand that and respray that and put stain. See, I put stain and I'm going to spray that right there.
Exactly.
And I put stain, I can go over there a couple times and blend that right to that.
He blend it right to it. Now, if you take that wood and you compare it to that panel back there, you're not going to see any real difference, okay? I'm telling you now. Because he's using maple. Right. Maple's as smooth as you can get, but it's expensive, baby. I'm telling you right now, it's expensive. And you can do it for that same price.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah. You know, I'm impressed with the finish. Thank you.
You get rid of that green trim.
I think that the finish is great. I mean, you got a clear, nice finish. You don't have that green finish that we've had on other things. And again, it all goes down to the type of wood you're using.
We will.
That's basewood over there where that had a lot of white grain in it, but this year's almost as perfect to that right now.
Right.
For the folks in the audience, Mr. Jernigan has done numerous projects for the county and always does an outstanding job.
Thank you.
And always comes in on the money, so we're going to go with him and he's going to come in on the money.
Well, like I said, I meant all them shutters around this courthouse, he built those in his warehouse and got them delivered out here. And they've been up there for how long now? 5-6 years now? So they're made out of pressure treated so they would not rot. And so they're going to be here for a heck of a long time. So anyhow, all right.
I can get the same kind of wood where I get my wood from.
That's good. Cool. All right, so you're good to go. Everybody like that color?
It's fine.
Everybody likes that color?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And you'll be able to blend everything else back in to match what we have there. Okay.
You need this back with the check mark on the one we want?
Huh? Yeah, that's
the check mark with the one
about.
We want.
Okay.
Scott, you're probably going to want to get, Danny, your time frame, you were talking about taking about 6 to 7 weeks, right?
Something like that, yeah.
6 to 7 weeks, which means that would be a month that we would be not using this room. Where would we go and what would we do? Because what I'm hoping to do is start, you said you could start when, sometime in August, right? Building the boxes and everything at the house, getting them in here.
Everything be built and set in.
Exactly.
How long will it take you in this room? How long will this room be out of service?
I'd say 5-6 weeks. Constantly works a lot.
It is
a lot to make all this stuff.
And he's got to do the walls and all that kind of stuff. And so we figure 7 weeks on something like that. He's saying 5 or 6. Let's say.
I would imagine we could. I bet you if we ask real nice, the DSS director might let us use her training room.
Okay.
The River Center is sometimes a nice option.
Bertie County schools.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got plenty of space.
Okay. I mean, I'm just running it out here because we're going to figure this out. Yeah. So.
I'll be on it every day until
what day do you think, Danny? What day do you think that you could start?
Well, he had a little, his secretary had a little project, so I thought probably I'd hit that and go to this.
No, I think this is priority.
Okay.
This is priority.
Yeah, I do too.
Now they've been asking for 3 years.
I think it is.
This has got to be priority.
It'll take me just this week. I got to go to Ronnie and get all materials.
Right.
Take a couple days to get materials and everything. And last week or Monday, I'll start.
Okay, so today is what? Today is Monday, right? Yeah. So next Monday, you can start.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so by next Monday, we would start.
Yeah,
okay.
As soon as I get some materials in the shop, right. I can get going.
Now, your price to do everything we had talked about was $12,000, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. The board was aware of that. I think when I handed that piece of paper, I had it on it, and it was simply written, of course.
It's
but
in the budget.
Controls all that, controls all the panels. No panels across the back here because it can be blocked off. Or were you going to put panels across the back too?
Whatever you want.
For $12,000?
Yep, whatever you want.
You put. We want panels going behind us?
Yes.
Platform will be up 15 inches, so these will be shorter than they were.
Okay. Yes. Then we'll go ahead and do the panels too, back
that's
behind us also. Okay?
Yep.
Panels down the walls, panels across the back, boxes made, and the only thing we had to add to the 12 G's is the granite. Okay?
And some paint for the walls.
Now, one thing, when you do a set of cabinets, this wall is not as long as that wall.
Yeah, we know.
So this cabinet on this wall would be a little narrow side,
right.
A little shorter.
Okay.
So this would be the same thing all the way around, but
right.
With the platform coming up, just to keep the same level, these would be a little
shorter. A little shorter panels, I understand. You're going to keep the tops level, is what you're doing. Sort of above the wire.
That's fine.
All his wires haven't been taken out. Scott, that's going to take our IT people to do that. So we'll have that cleaned up by the time he gets in there.
Will you be starting in this room Monday? Or will you be starting in the room Monday?
Yeah.
Okay.
First time you were doing a platform in here.
Exactly.
I didn't know how much you would be able to let your shop and bring it to you. That's why.
This platform built in here, the rest built in the shop and set in.
All right. And you know we have a system in here.
There'll be no more work in here except.
And what I'll do is.
Does he know we got the panties?
Yeah, we'll have Anthony disable all this.
We'll get all that squared away. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to IC Granite and pick up granite samples, okay, for us just to look at and to figure out what everybody wants and then go from there.
Is 4-H finished in here?
That's a good question. We will double check.
They've been using this room a lot in the summer.
Do we have funds in the budget for anything for, we talked not only about this, but seats for the public. Do we have anything for better chairs for the public, Scott?
I think we can make that work.
We need something better than this.
Yeah. It'll be a complete makeover.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
The walls that, the board stuff taken down.
That's what I'm talking about.
I suggest one more thing. This color right here, we're going to repaint from here up. Do something like a light beige or something, a little tan color, a little brown in it.
Yeah, we'll let everybody get their opinions in on that. And divine white is what
we're doing here. Anthony did a great job picking out for the rest of the building, so matching the floors.
Okay. Now, what do we want to do as far as flooring in here?
Let's talk about that.
Okay. All right. No problem. So you speak? Good gap. I just want to make sure somebody said, well, we built all this. Why did we do this on the floor?
Does it look bad?
Yeah.
This is not.
Well, we can put there, what's in the rest of the building is beautiful to me.
I'm not a carpenter. I like purple.
Something
that will
wood.
Good wear.
Okay, let me ask you. How about some of that vinyl laminate snapped together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll get some samples of that. People can pick out and look at that. Or if you just get online and look at the colors.
Yeah, you got a lot of wood on the walls. You put wood on the floor.
Yeah.
But your house got wood on it.
I ain't got wood around the walls.
You ain't got baseboard?
They're white. They're not this color wood with a floor. Or something like that.
Well, you have a lot of wall space here, too.
What? Stairs?
Towel.
No, you got laminate flooring up there snapped to go.
That's beautiful.
I know. Mr. Whitfield, buddy's going to put that in. Great.
Maybe y'all should talk it over with Anthony. I know he likes the laminate for cleaning purposes as opposed to the carpet.
Yeah. Okay. We good?
We good.
Everybody good? You need a motion?
No, I think this is one that we just nod our heads.
Okay.
And he sees everybody nodding their heads.
Roll the ball.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Jordan.
Well.
Okay.
You want to get this out of your way?
Sorry?
Can we get this out of your way?
That'd be nice probably just to sit it there. So we
we'll just leave them here.
Just leave them here.
Yeah, we may need to match the floor and
thank you.
All that good stuff. Thank you.
See you, Danny. That's 6 years. That's 6 years.
Pick up the socks up.
Go ahead. What else you got to fill voids?
That's all I have, and unless y'all would entertain a short closed session between now and 6 o'clock.
I'm not hungry, so but some others might.
On a personnel matter that I'd like to update you on.
I think that's good. Closed session.
All right. Have a motion to go to closed session. Under what statute were you using here?
We are using GS 143,
318, 11A6. Okay. We have a motion to go into closed session under the statute the county manager just read out.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved properly. Second. All in favor?
Aye.